On this episode, we're talking about the fees you have to pay when selling your house and how to once and for all get rid of your real estate agent.
You ask real estate questions and I answer them. This is the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show.
Welcome everybody to episode 19 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. We have four really good questions for you, so let's get going.
Whitney asks, what fees do I have to pay when selling my house?
I just sold a property and what I have here in my hands is the seller's settlement statement. This is the final one. This is what the seller had to pay off. So they had a mortgage with Chase Bank over $300,000. So they had to pay that off. They have to pay the listing agent's commission. They have to pay the buyer agent's commission. County taxes, they prorate the taxes for the year. So that has to be paid off. The escrow company charges you for their services. I have here $1,200 for them. The owner's title policy needs to be paid off. That's $1,553. There's a county transfer tax. There's a city transfer tax. Did you offer the buyer a home warranty? If so, you know, that could be another $400. Do you live at a condo? The HOA is going to charge you money to draw up the documents that you need for escrow. So all these little things, they add up. And when the buyer sends over their money to the escrow company pays off all of these items, and whatever money is left over is what they wire over to your account, and that's the money you're left with once the sale is final.
Joshua asks, I'm going to fire my real estate agent. If I sell my home through a different realtor, do I have to pay any type of commission fees to my old agent?
You have to look at the contract that you have with your previous agent. When does it expire? There's an expiration date on the very first page, okay? If the contract has expired, congratulations, you are done with that agent and you can now move on to a new agent and sell your property. However, agents like to make their contracts really, really long, 6 months, a year long sometimes. So you might fall into that trap where, oh my gosh, I'm still under contract with this previous agent and you're kind of locked down. You can't sell your house unless you want to pay double commission, which nobody ever does. So you have to ask that agent to cancel the contract. Are they going to cancel it? Hopefully your agent's a nice person and they do that, but sometimes they don't, okay? And the reason why is because they're pissed off that you're canceling the contract and they're saying, well, you're going to piss me off, I'm going to piss you off right back. Excuse my language, but that's kind of how it is, all right? So if they cancel the contract, that's great. If they don't want to cancel the contract, you got to wait until that contract expires and it's on the first page. Just look at the date. But once it expires or you have the cancellation, you can hire a new agent and sell your property and live happily ever after.
Ethan asks, should we get our loan pre-approval letter from a bank? Or do you suggest going to a loan broker instead?
When you get pre-approved, if you're going directly to a bank, like you walk into Chase and you say, I want to get pre-approved for a loan. The problem is you have to fit into their little box. You have to meet their criteria perfectly. Ding, 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 hit every single point. If you don't, then they're going to say, sorry, you can't get a loan here. With a mortgage broker, they shop you around to like 40, 50 different lenders. So if you don't fit in one box, maybe you'll fit into this other lender's box. You know, you'll match all of their criteria. So that's what I like to do. That's what I personally did when I bought my house. I went to a mortgage broker. That way they get you the best deal in town under the best type of circumstances and without the least amount of hoops to jump through.
Charlotte and Bruce ask, how do loan contingencies work when buying a home?
When you're buying a house, you have a loan contingency in place. Usually it's 21 days. That means if for whatever reason, within 21 days, you can't get a loan, your lender's telling you things aren't looking good, you can back out of the deal and you get your deposit back with no problems, okay? The issue is that when you buy a car and your FICO score drops or you lose your job, you can't get a loan anymore. right? And so that's what that contingency is there for. It's there to protect you. As long as you back out of the deal within that time period, then you'll be okay. That is it for episode 19 of the Ask Daniel Los Angeles Show. If you have any real estate questions, send them my way. I'm going to answer them on this show. Daniel@contemporealtors.com is my email address. You keep asking real estate questions, and I'll keep answering them.